We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Well, good morning, everybody. Hopefully you're having a good Sunday morning. We want to thank you for joining us for this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I am Ann Baldwin, one of the hosts of the program, and so happy to be joined this morning by Beth Connor from The Connection. Beth, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ann.
Well, you know,
nice to be here.
It is good to be here. It's good to be up and at it and trying to get the day started on a good note. We've had some, you know, crazy weather, crazy COVID, so just trying to keep things positive. And I'm going to give you the pleasure of introducing our return guest today, back by popular demand, I might add.
He is, and it's my pleasure to introduce my friend Charles Mitchell. Charles is the program coordinator for a program that's run through the Middlesex County of Chamber of Commerce called Recovery Employment Program. Very special program. Charles works with area employers and individuals looking for employment and makes lots of great matches. We've worked with Charles here at The Connection for several years now and really like working with Charles. And he helps our people find jobs, which is really an important thing. So welcome, Charles.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it. And I can tell that it's going to be a joyful time as much as it was the first time being here.
And we're also joined by Harry Burr as well. And Harry is a consultant to this wonderful program. So we've got both of the guys on the show today.
Well, thanks, Harry, for joining us. And we're happy to have you. So, Charles, tell us a little bit about the Recovery Employment Program that you've developed. And, you know, the last time you were on, I believe the program was more in its infancy. Talk to us about how the program started and kind of how it's grown since we last talked with you.
Yes. When I was initially hired by the Middlesex Chamber of Commerce here in Middletown, Connecticut, to begin coordinating the Recovery Employment Program, it was actually a pilot program that is being funded by DEMIS, the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. And the program is very unique in itself. And the program, what it is designed to do is to work with people who are in recovery from opioids and other drugs and alcohol, and also who have a criminal background, which makes it very hard for them to find gainful employment because of their, you know, their past. And since the inception, you know, the inception of the program, you know, when I first came on the show last year, I believe it was, or the year before last, we were trying to get the program off the ground. We had started off running, and the program has since gained so much momentum. It is almost unbelievable at the amount of success that we've had, and not only the amount of success, but also the amount of participation that we've had, not only from the area businesses, but also from area programs such as The Connection itself. you know, and it's just been a tremendous outpouring of support from not just Middletown, but the entire Middlesex County.
That's great. And can you elaborate on some of the successes? How are you helping people? And tell us about folks, maybe an individual or you know, a group of folks that have gained employment during a really rough time.
Well, you know, when the program first started, there's always one gentleman that I like to refer to as the peer champion of the program, who is also, I would say, the spokesperson for the program, and I can't divulge his name. However, The company that he's working for right now, he's been there for over a year and a half now since he started the program. And he has faced some tremendous obstacles in coming out of recovery. And when he was released from the program, he immediately ran into obstacles where his apartment burned down the first couple of weeks out. You know, and then his girlfriend had some medical issues with their unborn child, and the life as a whole just really started hitting him right in the face. And because he was involved with this program, he reached out to me, and we literally reached out, Harry and myself and the company that hired him, and we began to walk him through all the obstacles that he had to face. And because of that, he is still being successful in his job and in his recovery.
I would like to add to that, the employees of the company that he works for, his fellow employees, they support him 100%. And, you know, they kind of gathered around him and, okay, we're going to make this work. Along with you. So it's just a great company, you know, for that individual to have the support, because you need the support in the beginning.
Absolutely. Well, Harry, that's Harry Burr speaking, and you're, I guess, called a consultant to the program, but I think you're much more than that, Harry, because it really does, you know, take a lot of folks to wrap their arms around this program that's exclusively now to the Middlesex County Chamber of Commerce. How did you two land within the Middlesex County Chamber? It's such a great chamber. It's such, you know, one of the most powerful and renowned chambers in our state. But how did you land this program there? And I guess my question is, why aren't other chambers doing the same thing?
How I ended up at the Middlesex Chamber, the Middlesex Chamber do what they call divisional meetings. And there was a young woman, she goes to my church, and she also works for ANA Office Systems, which is now a UBO company out of Texas. And she would attend these divisional meetings. And while she was at the meetings, she heard about this new program that was being started through the Middlesex Chamber. And she said while she was sitting there, she really felt like the Lord told her that this program would be perfect for me. So she called me, and I became proactive, and I reached out to Mike Fallon, who was at the time the marketing director for the Middlesex Chamber, and I initiated phone calls with him, and he initiated an interview with me. And before the interview, I even went to a couple of the divisional meetings, even before I got the job, and no one even knew who I was. And I sat in those meetings, and I was given a voice even at that time to speak. And unbeknownst to me, I was sitting next to Betsy, I believe her name was, who also was instrumental in getting the program into the chamber. And she also spoke highly of me when I went to the interview. And when I sat down with Larry and Johanna for the interview, you know, and I gave them a bit of my background, as I will do now, as I had given before. See, I spent 30 years of my life on drugs and alcohol, and I spent 20 years of my life going in and out of prison. And when I divulged that information to Larry and Johanna, they said to me, and you are exactly the person we're looking for.
Wow, and speaking of Larry, that's Larry McHugh, who has just taken that chamber in places that I think no one even imagined. And it's such a benefit, Beth, you know, these kinds of programs to the business community. And that's the reason that you join these kinds of chambers and these kind of organizations. It's not a just a business-to-business kind of endeavor. It really does help the person and help people find employment. Because, you know, Charles, as someone who's also in recovery myself, I think about that. I think back to the day when, you know, I was carted away to a 28-day rehab program. And I often thought about the fact and the people that I met in that program, I still had a business to come back to, and it was my business. So there's where I was fortunate. But there were so many people in the program, and there are people out there today, is that once you kind of get yourself straight and you figure out sobriety from drugs or alcohol, then where do you go? And where do you go for that second chance, if you will? Because employment is a huge part of recovery. How can you stay straight, man, if you don't have a roof over your head and a paycheck coming in?
I would like to add one thing to this conversation. The last interview with Charles was with Larry and I. And I mentioned to Larry prior to us sitting down, I said the best candidate is a candidate who has lived it, who has been there, and as I have. And Larry and I sat down with Charles, and Charles spoke, and Larry and I looked at each other, nodded our head, and we said, "That's our man." And we're so happy that Charles took the position, because he's done such a great job. Because he's been there. He knows what it's all about.
What do they call that? On-the-job experience, Charles.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, when a person comes in for, you know, for an interview with Charles to try to get a position at a company, Charles knows exactly where that person's coming from, and can understand the individual, just like you had mentioned, Ann. So Charles was a pick, a good pick.
I think, you know, I want to give people the opportunity to, if they're interested in this program, there's people out there listening that know somebody or know someone. What is kind of the criteria for coming to interview with you, Charles, for placement? Do you need to be a member of the Middlesex Chamber? And can you give us the information that people can go to contact you to access the program?
Yeah, well, they can go to the Middlesex Chamber website, and they can click on the programs, and they'll see the Recovery Employment Program there. And if they click on that, all my information is there, my emails, my telephone number, and things like that. But to qualify for the program is just that you have to be in recovery and you're looking for employment. It's as simple as that. We don't have you jumping through, you know, all kinds of hoops to get into the program, because that's not what the program is about. We're a program where we want to give a hand up rather than a hand out. So we like when someone comes in and says to me, you know, I'm having a hard time finding a job. And I say to them, okay, let's sit down and let's talk. Because what I really like to do is find out where they are, and not only find out where they are in their recovery, but also get to learn their skill sets. Because a lot of times in a conversation, people will tell you what they like to do and what they don't like to do without really telling you what they don't like to do and what they like to do. So I just have a general conversation with them. And then I try to match them up with the skill set that they have, so that when I am able to find them a job, I put them in a job where they will be successful, not just in a job just because it's a job.
Right. Now, if my memory serves me correctly, Beth, I think last time you were on the program, Charles, we either had in studio or we told the story about the guy who got a job, let's say, at a restaurant chain, right? Do you remember this? Mm-hmm. And he was given the blue shirt, and his job meant that you're going to wear this. Okay, do you remember that story, Charles?
I think I remember some of it.
Or can I tell it again?
You might have to refresh
can
my
I,
memory.
I'm going to try to tell it again to the best of my memory. And he was in studio, and he got a job at some sort of a restaurant. And when he started the job as a busser or a hostess or whatever it was in the beginning, he was given a blue shirt. Now, all the management people, they wore white shirts. And he said to himself when he got that job, he said his goal was that one day he was going to have a position where he came into work in a white shirt. And I think it was within 6 months after promotion to promotion to promotion, he was handed that white shirt and became a manager. So this is one of your people. This is one of the people that went through your program, really dedicated. You know, just because we're in recovery, just because we might suffer from addiction, doesn't mean that we're not good people. You know, maybe people have done things, you know, where they've been incarcerated. It doesn't mean that we're bad people. We're still good people. Some of the best people and the smartest people that I've met are in recovery. I got to tell you that.
I have clients that come in and I talk to them. And when they have someone to point out their strengths, to point out, you know, the good character in them, which is something they're not used to, pretty much, you know, they began to see themselves as maybe I can succeed. Maybe I can, you know, become a better person. And the one thing I really love to do, and I will always do it, is I always lay me on the table before them. Because a lot of times when they come into the office, they're very reserved, they're very guarded, and they're looking to hear me say something that's going to immediately tell them, you're not going to get a job, or I don't believe what you're saying. So they're waiting for that. So when I tell them,
that's what they've heard.
Because that's what they've heard over and over. And right. I know how they feel because that's what I heard over and over in my life so many times. And when I tell them where I've come from, what I've been through, you can see the walls go down. And they relax, and you can hear a sigh of relief come out of them. And the first thing they say is, wow, you really do understand. And I tell them, yes, because I've been exactly where you are. And I said, I am here to fight for you. I'm not here to fight against you. I'm here to fight for you, and I can guarantee you I'm going to take every necessary step that I can to find you a place of employment. However, once you get there, now it becomes your responsibility to keep the employment.
Charles has placed three individuals in the same company. Mm-hmm. And they're all working. They're still there.
That's great.
Now that's a success
story. That's great. And, you know, you have great relationships with the local employers, too. And I know that you work towards building those relationships. And what it takes, really, right, is an open-mindedness to offer those second chances to people that are deserving of them. I know we face that with our clients all the time as well. But it's a skill that you have in terms of selling these individuals and selling their strengths, right, to the local community. So if I'm a business in Middlesex County, or maybe outside of Middlesex County, what would I do to become a part of this program?
Well, I would set up a meeting with you, and I would come in, and I probably would talk to you briefly over the phone about the program. But because I am a very in-person type of person, I love to sit before the person and speak with them. And when I would come in and I would explain to them, you know, what the program is all about, and I tell them, you know, listen, Ann, I'm coming in. I have someone who I think would be a good fit for your radio station. They have great skills in communication. They're very, very technical savvy, and I believe that they would work well with you. However, and to be honest with you, I run a program that I work with people who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol, and I've worked with this person for maybe 3 to 4 months, and I know that they are ready, and I believe that if you give this person a chance, that you will find that they would be one of the best employees you would ever have.
So the other question I have is, are there any financial incentives for employers to employ folks from the Recovery Employment Program, which is part of Middlesex County's Chamber? Do the employers get anything out of it financially?
What we do is, again, I go in and I plead with the companies. I speak on behalf of the clients that I have, and I let them know that these are people who are willing to work, who want to work, and I believe that they will give you their best effort. And I think the best possible payment you could ever get out of this is you're taking someone who could possibly end up in the prison system with the taxpayers paying for him to be there, or you can give him a chance to become a taxpayer. I know the next question is, how do I know they're going to be successful? What makes you believe they are going to be successful? And I say, not to be haughty or prideful, I say, but I'm in recovery and I'm being successful. And as I think I have said this on the last show, you know, oftentimes we talk about the failures of people in addiction, but we never really talk about the successes in recovery. And I know hundreds, if not thousands of people who are successful in recovery. And there are times you may be working side by side with someone and don't even know they're in recovery.
Chances are you are.
That's true.
Yep. That's absolutely true. Well, it's a great program. And again, I want to encourage people, if you want more information on the Recovery Employment Program through the Middlesex County Chamber of Commerce, go to their website, go to programs. There you will find in the pull down the Recovery Employment Program, and Charles Mitchell is your man. He's the guy that you're going to want to talk to. So whether you're somebody out there looking to hire people, chances are you've already got very good people, and maybe even yourself, you're in recovery. So give that person a chance because they deserve it. You know, addiction is a disease and a lot of people have it. And some people just need that chance to move on and rebuild their lives. So this has been a great conversation. Harry Burr, thank you for being with us as well. I appreciate that. And Charles, both of you, I mean, and, you know, Larry McHugh over at Middlesex Chamber, unbelievable job as usual, and such a great program. And it's so great to check in with you both and to hear that things are going so well. That's what we want to hear. So it's been a great conversation. Right, Beth?
Thank you, Charles and Harry.
Okay. I just wanted to say that, you know, and the program is not your average job placement program. I often get people who are not in recovery, and they come and look for me for jobs. And the thing of it is that I often have to refer them to different agencies because I am not your average everyday employment program. But we also have a Middlesex Youth Development Service program here at the Chamber, which you can contact Lorenzo Marshall. And it's a very good program, also a summer youth program, which goes throughout the year. And I just wanted to say thank you for having us. I appreciate the time. And I hope that, you know, people will reach out to me that are looking for employment so that they, too, can get their lives back on track.
And I think that there's no better way to end this conversation with those words of inspiration and wisdom. So thank you again, both Charles Mitchell and Harry Burr. And thank you, Beth Connor, for joining us today right here on this edition of The Connection on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.